And now I should be joined on the line by Kevin Cahill. Good morning to you, Kevin.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm not too bad.
Nice, okay, nice to talk to you this morning, Debbie.
You too. Now, Kevin, you're going to talk a little bit about hairdressing, and you teach in Colostra Doolig there in, is it Kilbarrick?
It's Kilbarrick, yes. That's where they have the hairdressing salon in the college there.
I thought it was actually up in Coolock.
It was up in Coolock years ago. Colossia Doolig are celebrating their 50th anniversary this year, believe it or not. Well, supposed to be, bar COVID. And the hairdressers have been there for, I think, over 30 years. So it was originally up in the Coolock campus, and then they moved it maybe 10 years ago or so down to Kilbarrick.
Oh, right, okay. Why? Is it just the bigger premises or just...
And it was just a reorganisation of the campuses when they took on the new campuses, what was going to be in certain places and what was more suitable, you know?
Yeah.
And it is ideal there because we're right beside the Dart Line, so it's very easy
Brilliant.
For people to get to.
Great. Now tell us a little bit about the apprenticeship there. What's the aim of the course?
Well, it's a national hairdressing apprenticeship. This is the first of its kind. Like, I mean, I'm actually very excited about this because I'm 45 years in hairdressing now.
Nice.
And this is something I've dreamed about nearly. You know, like,
yeah.
There's no qualification. You go into hairdressing and you're told that there's an apprentice. You're hired supposedly as an apprentice.
Yeah.
But realistically, there's nothing for you at the end other than the person you go in who trains you says, oh yeah, you're okay, you're qualified now. But there's no certificate, there was nothing there. So this is now a designated apprenticeship with what the government called a statutory instrument, so it's in law now. When you go into this, it's a minimum 3 years, you have one day in college, you're employed in a salon, you work the rest of the time at the salon, and you come out of it with a qualification that says you have a minimum standard as a hairdresser. That allows you to travel and work and go abroad if you want, whatever.
Brilliant. It is a great business to be in. I see a few of my friends now, I'm a bit older now, but all the years they've been in the salons and that, and now a lot of them are out on their own and they're doing their own, you know, going to houses and have their own type of business. So it's great. It's very kind of robust. You can go anywhere with it.
Yeah, it has its benefits and it has its downside in that as well. Like, I mean, it's brilliant in the sense that, you know, it's like have tool, will travel. There's no problem. You can go anywhere with it. It's a skill you can take anywhere in the world, you know. But then, unfortunately, the downside is kind of in times like this, then you have bits and pieces of black marketeering opening up and very easy to kind of do things.
Yeah.
Which can be very frustrating and it's not something we'd encourage at all. Like, I mean, we try and keep it on the straight and narrow as much as we can.
That must be a problem within all salons, because I've heard that now since we've come back kind of, well, the restrictions got lessened a little bit, where there was such a waiting list and everyone trying to get their hairs, and we've seen the state of some of the hairs going around with the colours and that. But I heard some of the staff were actually doing like nixers outside of their working environment, which isn't good to do either.
No, it's not. Now, and thankfully, like the vast majority are very reputable people, very reputable salons, and all they care about is keeping their clients safe and keeping, you know, their staff safe and keeping their own family safe.
Exactly.
But it doesn't matter what business you're in. There'll always be people who just see a chance at a quick buck. And unfortunately, it's just a bit easier in hairdressing to do it. Like, you don't have to bring a big truckload of equipment with you.
Mm. Well, I've known of, I suppose everyone has been, you know, with this pandemic, they're afraid of losing their jobs, afraid of jobs shutting down. So last week, a friend of mine went to get his hair done, and one of the workers said, there's my number. If we go into lockdown again, I can't afford to do this. So ring me and I'll come to your house.
It's very short-sighted, really, you know, because if they take the business out of the shop, you know, then they're not going to come back to the shop.
No.
You know,
it's
not the right thing to do. No, absolutely not. Look, it's hard for everybody.
Yeah.
Everyone has suffered in this in some shape or form. So we just got to keep our heads down. And if we can just get through it, get it right, do it right, and try and come out the other side of it.
Okay, so listen, Kevin, tell us what what requirements do you need to do this course?
Well, okay, the entry requirements, first of all, is that apprentice will need a minimum what they would call level 4. Now, level 4 is a leaving cert applied.
Okay.
All right, so something like your junior cert won't work for you. Now, if you don't have that, then there are other means of getting into it. So if you have 2 years full-time experience in a hairdressing salon, then you can get a place on it as well. So it's not exclusively just an educational qualification. So there are ways around it. And there's also an interview process if someone doesn't have those qualifications, that if, say, I talk to them and find them and someone's recommended them and I think, listen, I get it, they're really into it. They are going to make a fabulous hairdresser. Like, maybe they're 30 years old and they just don't have the qualification, but they want to do hairdressing and they're going to give it 110%.
That's the next
then they
question.
Go through an interview.
That's the next question I was going to ask you. Do you take mature students? Say somebody decides in their 40s, maybe even 50s, that they'd like to do this, they'd like to do something different. Can they apply for the course?
Anyone can apply for the course. Once they qualify for the course, anyone can. We exclude nobody from it. It's once they have the minimum qualifications to get into it, you know.
Yeah.
And like, I mean, I have a woman coming. We're starting one in January in Colossi Dulig. And I have, I think, two people on it who are, one is definitely 50 years of age.
Yeah.
And they've done a level 5. Now, it's a level, they've done a level 5 hairdressing course. And that is a major award, a QQI major award, they term it. So that's one higher up than level 4. So that counts.
Okay.
So it could be any award. You know, you could have gone to a further education college and done a level 5 course in something else. Once you got the major award,
exactly.
It just means that you have a certain level of education that you can take, are able to take on all the things you need to do.
Yeah. Okay. Now, we know with hairdressing, obviously you have to learn how to do hair, but you have to have more skills as well. You have to kind of, we know hairdressers like to talk and some people love that. That's why they go for, you know, to get their hair done. It's
some,
like
some of them just like to listen.
Yeah, well, yeah, true. Some people don't like to talk when they're going to get their hair done. But a lot of people go for the social kind of aspect of talking to somebody, and maybe that could be just their day out to have that 1 hour to have a chat with somebody as well. So you have to be good with people, with customers.
Yeah, listen, one of the reasons I fell in love with hairdressing, when I was younger, I was very, very shy.
Yeah.
I was just really very shy. And I got involved in hairdressing. I always wanted to do it from the time I was maybe about 12 years of age. It's all I ever wanted to do. And it took me completely out of myself. And it just changed my whole perspective on life, because I got involved with a group and a crowd of people in the salon who were outgoing, they were boisterous. And you had to stand your ground, and you got involved in it. And it's a fantastic industry to be involved in. And you get a huge mix. You know, when you go in, some clients just want you to listen to everything they have to say. Some clients want to hear what it is you have to say. And then others, it's just back and forward. But I know certainly over the lockdown one that was there was a huge amount of salons that would cater to an older clientele, and all that older clientele wanted to do was go down for their weekly blow dry and chat and and talk and meet them, and they missed, that was their day out.
That was their day out. It's sad when they haven't got that, but they have it back now. Hopefully, I know it won't go to that level where we'll have to close again. But in the college, hopefully it won't. In the college itself, I presume it's made up like a hairdresser. You have the basins and everything, a hairdresser salon. The students, it's a 1 year course. So how many days are they actually in the college?
Now, I'll correct you there, Debbie. It's not a 1 year course.
Isn't it?
There is a pre-apprenticeship course at the moment, which is like a QQI course, which is a 1 year course.
Okay.
But the apprenticeship itself is over 3 years.
All right.
You must be employed. So the person who comes to me comes from a salon. Do you know what I mean? They don't apply to the college for the course.
Right.
So they get a job. They're hired and registered as an apprentice in a registered salon, who then put them on the course. They come to me 1 day a week over a 3 year period, and there's a scheduled education over that 3 years for everything they need to learn in hairdressing.
Okay. So it's a 3 year. That's good. And Kevin, if someone can't get an apprenticeship in the salon, like, probably the older people who might not fit in with the, I suppose, the style of the salon, and they just can't get that. Maybe in a local salon they might, but they just can't get an apprenticeship. Would you help them get the apprenticeship?
But there's always salons on tour. So, like, I mean, if somebody, like, contacted us and said, look, I'm looking for something and I just can't get it. I mean, I know in the last couple of years from our course, we placed two or three people who would kind of be in that age bracket into salons. And one of the salons actually came back. Now, the woman herself doesn't want to do the apprenticeship. She wanted to learn hairdressing because she wanted to go into an old folks home and help and do hair and things like that. So it wasn't a career path for her, but she wanted to learn it for that reason. Mm. And the salon came back to us and they said she was the best trainee they'd ever had in the place, because really? The attitude they bring is just amazing. You know, that they bring life experience and they bring a completely different attitude to the job. Now, the thing about the apprenticeship at the moment, Debbie, it's because it's only starting, this is the first one in Dublin. There is one running in Limerick. Limerick are what they call the lead body, like Limerick and Clare Education and Training Board. They're the lead body in this, so they're the ones who set the ball rolling. So they have one running down there. There is a couple running in two or three in Dublin and Dunleary, in that area. But because this is the first year, it's not like they can just put out 100 courses and see what happens. So there's three running in this area. There's a few more running around the country. And the more successful these are, then the more will be rolled out and keep rolling out. And the aim, obviously, at the end of the day, is, please God, eventually it becomes something that's compulsory. And it needs to be changed. Like, you know, the system needs to be changed. And it needs to be changed from the bottom. We need the people getting into it to sort of say, well, no, I want an apprenticeship. I just don't want to go into this salon and stand there for 4 years washing hair and learning nothing. I want to go to a salon that's going to train me.
Great, yeah, it's a great, and this is the first in Dublin, which is brilliant. So you said you're starting in January. Why not September?
Well, we have to go through a process.
Okay.
So the apprentices currently, the salons and apprentices are currently being registered. So when they're registered, then we have to bring in, each apprentice has to have a mentor in the salon. So the mentor is somebody who makes sure that all the work is being followed up on and that they're getting the right training and that they're following the system that's in place. So the mentor then has to go through a day's training so they understand the task book and how to mark it, and how, because it all has to be signed off. They have a document at the end of the day that says, Joe Bloggs has completed each of these tasks and I'm happy that they've achieved them competently. So, and then the apprentice has to come in for a day and be inducted and show how to get online, how to do all the online stuff they have. It's a very, very comprehensive course, a brilliant course. So they'll go back then to a running into Christmas. So there's an agreement that they have the 5 weeks coming up to Christmas then will always be in the salon. So there's certain periods throughout the year. They're 1 day a week with me, 4 days in the salon. And then there's certain periods like Christmas and during the summer and Easter, times that would be busy for the salon, where they're in for all 5 days. So they're in for Christmas, and then the 4th of January, they come in to the college for 2 full weeks. So they're there 5 days a week for 2 weeks in January, and then we go to the 1 day.
All right, okay. That sounds really interesting. And many places have you got available?
There's the course we have at the moment, the one that's starting in January, is full. Well, once all the apprentices are registered, it'll be full. But you need a minimum of 9 people to run it and a maximum of 14. So there's never more than 14 in the class, which is a good number to try and get that knowledge across. It's not crammed, you know, there's not 100 people in it.
Okay, so you're more or less kind of full for January anyway, if anyone was thinking of taking this up in the salon. And applying to yourselves for that, but it's more or less full for January, yeah?
Well, yeah, for the one coming up in January, because like I said, we can only run course at the moment. But next year, you know, there'll be more. So like, if people are interested, they need to talk to the salon they're in, get them to register. There's a website, hairdressingapprenticeship.ie, and there's also the government website, which is apprenticeships.ie. And the salon can register their interest on that. Now, it's not open all the time, you know, because it, otherwise they'd have loads of salons and they'd never get through them.
Yeah.
But it's closed at the moment because they're registering the people. But okay. They will open it up again then once that's done. And they just register their interest and someone comes back to them. And then the more interest, the more courses.
Brilliant. Okay, that sounds really interesting, Kevin. So if anyone is listening today and would like to probably go down that road, there's the information for you. And you can go on to the web address as well, apprentices.ie, to have a look. Do you ever look for models, Kevin?
They will be not in the initial stages, because obviously when they're just starting in the first while, there's a lot of getting used to certain things.
Mm.
But as the course goes on, yes, they will be doing live models and so on with it. Okay. But in the initial stages, it's all on dummy heads, on blocks, and they're practicing and getting their hand skills that they need. And then when they get to a certain level, they would be.
Great. Well, you can get in touch with us here and we can let you know. We can put the word out there if you need any models. But listen, thanks and a million.
I was just going to say that if anybody wants any advice or help on it, or, you know, or they want to check up, you know, if they let you know, or if you wanted to send on information to me, I'll get back to them. I'll send them out details on it, and I'll send them the websites and different bits and pieces.
Okay.
Like, I mean, I want to help promote it wherever they're from. So if people are interested, I'd gladly help get information out to them.
Brilliant. Listen, thanks a million, Kevin, for talking to us today. And as you said, we'll get that information out to people. If they want to find out any more, they can contact us here at the station. So thanks a million, Kevin, and good luck with that.
That's great. Listen, thanks for your time,
Debbie. Right. OK, talk to you soon.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.